Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I did say I will kill you, but that is just Puerto Rican for let's fight. That's all I meant. I wasn't really trying to murder a human. That's a crazy thing. Like, I was being like, yo, I'll fucking kill you, bitch. Let's go.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
First day.
And welcome back to another episode of First Date. You know my guest today from his podcast, Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, and The Regs. He's also on the Mediocre Tour now. Give it up for Luis J. Gomez.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Hi. They're clapping in the booth. Hi.
Yeah. This is our live audience.
Thank
of
you
four
guys.
People.
It's very nice. They're very enthusiastic.
Yeah. They only get more rowdy the more they drink.
Yeah. All right. Good. Well, I feel like it was fake energy, though. I think they're trying to get me excited.
Give it up again for Luis J. Gomez.
I don't like it. Guys, you know what? Let's start over. I don't like all these applause.
I don't know if you've seen the show.
I have seen the show. I watched the Howie Mandel episode to prepare myself. Another bold, hilarious gentleman. So
yeah. Watch his because he was bald too?
Yes. I went on to, you know, your YouTube and I saw you had Esther Pavinsky on and then I saw you had Howie and I was like, let me choose Howie. I get it. That'll be more my vibe probably.
All right. Well, then I've got some appetizer questions to start out with.
Love it.
And then we'll do main course and then a dessert question. We've got a tasting menu we're going to throw in there.
It sounds pretty amazing.
We're going to find out all about you. Where do you live?
I live in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a car out there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you drive?
I drive an Audi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I was going to guess like a lowrider.
Oh, you're racist. Okay, that's okay. This type of show. I didn't realize what I was coming into. That's okay.
No, yeah. I actually really like lowriders. I used to go to car shows as a kid.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
I don't know shit about cars. I'm just not really. I'm a manly guy in the sense that, like, you know, I'm definitely a dude, but I just don't know. I drove in an Audi once and I was like, this is nice. I'll get an Audi. When I moved out of New York City during the pandemic, I hadn't driven in 20 years. I've crashed my Audi 5 times in the past 2 years. My car insurance, they tried to charge me $1,800 a month.
I don't blame them.
It was crazy.
That's
yeah.
pretty low for five and 2 years.
5 times.
My goodness.
So, I just thought if you have insurance, you could just crash into things. I swear to God, I didn't think it was going to affect me in any way. I was like, I have insurance. Awful.
Do you ever let your girlfriend drive your car?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a way better driver than me.
Has she ever wrecked your Audi?
Nope.
I think she should be your designated driver.
Maybe. I wish she would, to be honest with you. She's a way better driver than me. I do the thing that, like, every time I parallel park, I scrape my rims on the curb.
Oh, man.
It's really bad. I should have gotten a shitty car.
When did you start driving?
When I was 16, but then I moved to New York City when I was 19, and I stopped driving for 20 years. I hadn't driven in 20 years. And I was a bad driver when I was 16. I'm just not good at driving.
That's very clear.
Yeah. And I'm accepting it now. I think for a long time I was like, no, I'm a good driver. But now I'm like, I'm owning it as a badge of honor. I like it.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty widely known that you like to smoke a lot of weed.
That is true.
Has weed ever affected
my driving? Yes. I'm crashing into things regularly. I need to stop. Is that illegal? Am I allowed to smoke weed and drive?
Is that a state you're in?
It's crazy.
Like Californians, I don't think they do anything without smoking.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So has weed affected my relationships?
At all, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In what way?
I'm a liar. So the pattern in my life, up until very recently, the pattern in my life is I always had to have some sort of secret going on, whatever it is, right? So I'd be hiding something from my girlfriend, whether I'm cheating, whether I'm doing drugs, whatever. There was just always a little secret for some reason. And yeah, there was a time when my son's mother was pregnant, not my girlfriend now. This is another relationship I ruined. But when my son's mother was pregnant, I told her I would stop smoking weed. And I'm a stoner. I smoke weed every day. I'm not proud of it. It's pathetic. But and then she was like, fine, stop smoking weed. But then I would just lie about it. And I would hide it from her. And I remember what I would do is I would take my bowl and I would and my weed and I would put it in the mailbox. So when I would leave the house, I would unlock the mailbox, get it, go out, smoke, come back. But then I would forget it all the time and she would catch me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like weed dumbs me down.
Yeah.
I stop talking. I become really quiet.
Yeah.
I even dated a guy where I was smoking weed the entire time. I'd always hang out with him.
Yeah.
And he ended up telling me that we didn't have any chemistry. And I was like, I'm actually just super stoned.
Right,
a
right.
little, like, if you, maybe you should meet me sober.
Yeah, no, I mean, weed just makes me normal at this point. I got a lot of anxiety. So like, yeah, I don't know. I smoke it the same way people smoke cigarettes. I don't even get high anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you prefer bongs or blunts?
I prefer probably a blunt. I'm a blunt guy.
Yeah.
That was another pointed racist question. I know. You knew the answer already, but that's okay.
Well, you don't have a lowrider, so yeah. You could have gone the bong route.
That is true. No, I smoke bongs, and I've been getting into dabs lately and edibles, and, you know. It's,
yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Any other drugs?
Not anymore. It's over. I used to have a bad coke problem.
Boring! I'm just kidding.
No, I just can't give up a day. When you do drugs, you're partying all night, and then the next day you have to give up your whole morning, half the day, but by the time you feel good, like even right now, when I'm in Texas, I fucking drink so much. I just drink whiskey the entire time I'm here. I'm so hungover right now, and I regret it so much. So much. I had to go
you're
steam
hungover?
This morning. I'm super hungover right now. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? I'm dying. I'm literally, I'm pretending to be happy right now. This is fake happiness.
Wow. You play it so well.
Yeah. No. I just, every time I come here, you go to the mothership, you go to the Creek and Cave, they just feed you alcohol nonstop. And then, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm fucking eating tacos. I'm yelling
See, that's,
at people.
Now that's something I would expect you to eat.
Yeah, of course.
What's your go-to munchie?
My go-to munchie.
Tacos.
Oh, you. rice and beans, just canepas, really
Chalupas,
anything.
Yeah. Taquitos.
What is my go-to munchie? I don't know.
I'm actually just telling you mine.
Yeah, really. I don't really have a go-to munchie. I don't really know. I can't answer that question. I don't really know what it is. I want to give you a fun answer, but I really don't have a go-to.
Yeah.
What do I snack on normally? I don't know. I like sweets, dude. That's my problem. I like donuts. That's probably my go-to munchie.
How do you stay skinny?
So I'm so fat. Shut up, Lauren. Now you're a liar, too. You're a racist liar.
Well,
why don't you? They should change the name of the show to Racist Liar with Lauren Compton.
You're just pissed off that we have something in common.
I'm a fat Puerto Rican through and through. And donuts are my, dude, that's probably my, the thing that I can't resist.
Would
I
you ever share the last bite of your donut with your girlfriend?
No, she won't eat that shit. I won't let her eat that. Are you out of your mind? She's not allowed to have sugar. She's got to stay hot.
Do you typically go for looks?
Yeah, of course. That's crazy. Like, yeah, who has anyone ever said no to that question? Any man?
Let's say that your girlfriend, she's super hot. I saw her out there. She looks like a raver that sort of got her shit together.
Yeah, yeah. She's a professional dancer, like legit. Well, not a stripper.
Yeah. Well, it was like the pulled back pigtail.
Yeah.
Blonde.
Yeah.
She's like, I wish I could pull that off.
She's very put together. I don't know why she's dating me. It's really sad.
Well, how do you tell? What if she started getting fat? How would you tell her?
I would stop paying for things. And then she'd be like, what's going on? And I'm like, well, if you're not holding up to your end of the deal, I'm not going to hold up to my end of the deal. That's fucking crazy. But she's like obsessed with fitness. She works out 3 times a day. She's crazy. She's a lunatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
In the internet, technically, Facebook, or no, I'm sorry, Facebook, Instagram, rather. Yeah, I know. How old am I? No, Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a comedy fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she come to one of your, did she know who you were before?
She knew who I was.
Okay.
She was a podcast listener and listened to the podcasts, and then she was super hot, so when she started liking my photos, I was like, I'm going to follow this chick.
Yeah.
The rest was
probably
history.
A great decision.
Yeah, yeah. Then I asked her out. I lied. I said I had a show in California. I was like, because she was on tour dancing. I was like, when are you going to be back in California? She's like, this date. I was like, that's so weird. I have a show that week. And then I just booked the show.
Shut up.
And I went out there and took her out. And
see, that's like a really good lie.
Yeah, it really is. But I am a liar. You see that.
But that's a good lie.
It was. Yeah. I remember on our first date, the bartender, she went to the bathroom, she went to go to the restroom, and the bartender recognized me, and he's like, oh shit, Luis J. Gomez, such a big fan. And I was like, dude, I was like, what are you doing? This girl's so hot. I was like, hold that energy.
Do
when
it
she
again.
Comes back, yeah.
When she comes back.
Dude, he came back, he was perfect. He acted it out perfectly. Yeah. Yeah, it was all lies. The whole relationship was started off on just a foundation of lies.
But was it lies or was it just perfect planning?
I think it's charming lies. I think these are lies, but they're charming. And I think at the end of the day, you go, all right, well, we're all liars. But everyone is a liar, right? Everyone's on social media. They just lie. Everyone's on Instagram lying. She lies. She uses fucking filters. She uses makeup. She's a fucking liar. This is what women are. So I can lie a little bit too. I don't get to wear makeup. I don't get to have any of that.
So is makeup a lie?
It's a lie.
Do you think Spanx are a lie?
A lie. Yeah.
Oh,
you're liars.
Man. So what is the most attractive feature when you're looking for a girl besides her looks?
Besides her looks.
I mean, we know.
Yeah, I mean, I think a sense of humor is super important. Like, my chick's got a great sense of humor. She, you know, she's with me, obviously. But, you know, just somebody who can laugh at shit with. Somebody who also is going to calm me down. I'm a lunatic. I have, like, crazy energy. I can get very, like, worked up and anxious. And I've had my own anger problems. So somebody who understands my energy and can not... I've dated girls that, you know, they see me getting worked up. They're like, now it's time to throw some gasoline on that. Let's go. And I will just snowball until I'm in jail or dead. So,
yeah,
she's good. She keeps me grounded.
Have you ever committed a crime?
Yes.
Have you been arrested?
Yes.
I feel like I'm wearing prison colors. How does it feel to be on a date?
That's what I thought when I saw you. I was like, this girl looks like a prisoner.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah, I've been arrested, but really only... all right. I've been arrested for smoking weed like 10 times because it was a crime in New York up until a couple of years ago. So maybe 10 times. And then I was arrested one other time for threatening my roommate's life. It was menacing and harassment or something. It was bullshit.
You don't remember?
I remember exactly what I did. I remember exactly what I did. No, my roommate at the time, I was living in a shitty apartment in Hell's Kitchen, and we started, you know, having a falling out, and I was going to move out, and I owed him money for cable that I was never going to give him, and I was just kept on bullshitting him, telling him I was going to put it off, and then he had to go into my room to get the cable box out of the room, and he called me. He's like, I'm getting the cable box out of your room. I was like, no, you're not. I was like, don't go in my fucking room, dude. This is like just stupid, immature shit. He's like, I'm in your room right now. What are you gonna do? So I literally ran home. I was like 3 blocks away. I ran home and we got into just a huge argument. Now, he told the cops that I threatened to kill him and pulled the knife on him. That's not what happened. I did say I will kill you, but that is just Puerto Rican for let's fight. That's all I meant. I wasn't really trying to murder a human. That's a crazy thing. Like, I was being like, yo, I'll fucking kill you, bitch. Let's go. Right.
Yeah.
That was the energy. And then I had a fishing knife and I put it on top of the cable box to let him know if he touches the cable box, there may be consequences.
I see.
It was a lot of show. I was just talking shit. I really wasn't going to stab my roommate, but yeah, he called the cops and they came and they arrested me.
Man.
Yeah.
Have you ever dated a girl and had a roommate at the same time?
Yeah, yeah.
How did that work out?
It's fine, typically. You know, it's for the most part. Everyone in New York City has roommates. That's the thing. So when you're like a young comic coming up in New York, everyone's, you know, just part of the process. But now I couldn't do that. That'd be crazy now.
Yeah.
I'm an adult.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Because BetterHelp helped me with my anxiety, I have less time to worry and more time to have fun. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/date today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions that I no longer use. But now, I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels all of your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month's so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and they'll keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/date. That's rocketmoney.com/date. rocketmoney.com/date. What is the longest relationship you've ever had?
I'd say like 3 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Yeah.
What is the furthest extent you would go to get an ex back?
To get an ex back?
Yeah.
Are you out of your, I hate all of my exes. I would never even talk to them.
Have you ever gone back to an ex though?
Have I gone back to an ex like and hooked up with? Yeah, we've hooked up. But have we gone back and started dating again?
Yeah.
No. I mean, have we broken up and gone back? I've been through that a million times. But have I ever broken up with somebody, went off, spent a couple years, dated other people, and then gone back? No, definitely not. Definitely not. If it ends, it ends for the most part. Once the ship has sailed, the ship has sailed. You know, and at this point in my life, like, you know, I've dated a decent amount of chicks. I always give chicks about 6 months. Mm-hmm. And then at the 6 month mark, if it's not working out, I'm like, you know what? Let's just end it. It doesn't have to get ugly. It doesn't have to get toxic. It doesn't have to go down a path of being crazy and we're yelling and hating each other. But if that, you sort of see it, right? You start fighting once a month and then you start fighting once a week. Then every other day you're sort of nagging each other and you're like, well, what is going on here? If we're not setting this on like the straight and narrow, it's never going to work. So through years of therapy and, you know, personal, you know, self-assessment, I sort of can see if it's going to work pretty quickly or not. And me and this girl now, Jenna, we've been dating for, it'll be 2 years. We've been seeing each other in May. So yeah, it's going pretty well.
Do you think that you learn more about relationships through having a series of one night stands or through having a long-term monogamous relationship?
For sure a long-term monogamous relationship. To actually learn how to, you know, be in a relationship. Yeah, that's the game. You're, you know, that's like trying to swim to practice for a foot race. You know, it's, you know, it's just a different game. You'll get good at picking up chicks and you'll get good at getting laid. You know, that's a separate process. That's a separate thing. But actually learning how to be in a relationship and having it be sustainable over a long time, I think you have to do it and you have to make those mistakes and you have to, you know, that's what your 20s are for.
Yeah. Well, dating online or meeting people through Instagram or dating apps or whatever, have you ever been catfished?
I thought I was being catfished by her. I was like, there's no fucking way this hot chick is down to meet up with me. I was like, I'm going to show up. It's going to be a fat guy. He's going to have fucking one leg. He's going to be robbing me or whatever. I don't know. I really thought I was being catfished. But no, I've never been. I mean, I guess I have technically, but it's like not even like real catfishing. It'll be like some chick will be like, hey, what's up, daddy? And I'll be horny in a hotel room like on my own. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up? She's like, hey, you should give me your credit card information. I'm like, oh, I'll give you my credit card information.
No! And then,
yeah, oh, yeah, that happened. It wasn't exactly that. It was like a chick who, like, somebody created a fake. This probably happens to you. I bet you somebody has done this to you because they do it to, like, all chicks who are, like, in the industry. It'll be a guy and he'll make a fake Instagram and it'll be like Lauren Compton, but it'll be with an M at the end, right? Mm-hmm. And then it'll say, this is my adult profile. And then you click on it and then there's a link to like an OnlyFans and there's all this other stuff that they can click on, but it's not really OnlyFans. It's some dummy site that is set up to take your credit card information. So I've fallen for that one. I just recently had my Twitter account hacked. I had it phished and some guy was selling laptops to my fans for a month.
What? It was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's
I mean,
wild.
He wasn't really selling laptops. He was just taking their credit card information.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think tattoos are a red flag?
No, not a red flag. I think they had to be classy on abroad, though.
Yeah.
I did, the last girlfriend I dated before her, like, tatted up and down. It was cool, but it's sort of like you get over that novelty, you know? When a girl doesn't have tattoos, you could pretend she's underage as well, which is pretty sweet. but... No, my girl's got a couple tattoos. I like tattoos, but I think like small, like, you know, in kind of sexy places, not just fucking tons of biker tattoos on a chick. That's a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that's fun for a one night stand. That's not someone that I want to have kids with.
Yeah. I always wonder, like, I have one tattoo, but I was so young at the time that I don't remember if it
Is it a tramp stamp?
Close. It's on my ass. It's a kiss on my ass cheek.
A kiss on your ass cheek.
So it looks like someone kissed me on the cheek.
Nice.
And
nice.
If I'm in a bad mood, it's a kiss on the ass.
Love it.
Kiss my ass. But anyway, that has gotten faded. I need to get it fixed. I'm going to ask you some main course questions.
Please. I'm excited.
Have you ever let a girl pay on a first date?
Not on a first. I'm very traditional like that. Like, I feel like, you know, a guy should pay. A guy should always pay. First date, every date. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I've dated a couple of girls who just had money. Also, when I was broke, when I was younger, there was just times where I didn't have cash. She'd go out with the chick and she'd pay, I guess. So, yeah, but I don't really feel comfortable. I dated a girl that was pretty well-to-do a few years ago. We went out a few, and I was just like, she wanted to pay for things. She wanted to take me places. I was like, this is too much.
Yeah.
I was like, do you want to also fuck me in the ass? What are you doing? What else do you want to do to me?
Do you get jealous easily?
I'm way less jealous today than I used to be, but I do get jealous.
Is that because you feel more secure in...
I think that I'm less of a scumbag today than I was back in the day. So I think it was a lot of self-reflection. It was a lot of me going like, well, if I'm doing this, you know, she's probably not trustworthy either. Right. So I think that's where a lot of it stemmed from. I was just sort of being untrustworthy and I was sort of pointing a finger at myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just it's stupid, insecure shit. That's another thing with time, with age, like I've just gone through the process of going through my girlfriend's phone so many times and feeling that anxiety and feeling that burning in your stomach. And it's like, that sucks. That doesn't feel good. If I thought my girlfriend was that type of person where I would have to go through her phone, we wouldn't be together.
Right.
Simple as that. Done. Right. So it's just, I guess it's more maturity at this point. You know, but it's also, I think, indicative of sort of where I'm at and who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I just don't have the anxiety of fucking around on a chick is crazy. Like the anxiety of worrying about like what's in your phone, worrying about who's going to call you, when they're going to like, I used to fuck around all the time on chicks and I used to cheat and I was such a cheater and I would live with this anxiety. I would walk around just constantly like on edge. And then I realized, I mean, literally years later, looking back, I was like, oh, it's because I was fucking living a lie. And I was constantly worrying about being caught. It was really fucked up.
Yeah. Do you like when a girl wears lingerie in the bedroom?
Yes. But I like that she likes to wear lingerie in the bedroom. I like, it's not so... Like, if she's turned on by the fact that she's, you know, dressing sexy in the bed, like, then I'm really, really into it. You know what I'm saying? But it's really about her, I think, more than me. I'm not like, oh, I need to see lacy shit. That's crazy. That would be psychotic.
Where's your dream vacation to take a date?
I'm taking my girlfriend for the first time to Jamaica.
Ooh.
And I've gone to Jamaica 12 times.
Oh.
Because I am trash. This is my 12th time going to Jamaica.
That went from really sexy to very questionable.
Yeah, no. I just, you know, I travel a lot. I love traveling. My favorite city that I've ever been to probably was Rome, but we went to Italy, went to Cinque Terre. I didn't bring my girlfriend. I brought my son, actually. I would love to, I think we're going to go to France and Italy in the fall, which is, you know, super romantic and, you know, beautiful. Just amazing food, amazing drinks.
Yeah.
But Jamaica is the shit, okay? I've been to Mexico. I've been to the Caribbean. We went to Belize. We went to all these. I've been to Costa Rica 3 times now. I mean.
What about Amsterdam?
Amsterdam's dope. I was just in Amsterdam a couple months ago.
Okay.
Amsterdam's super cool too. But Jamaica just has a culture. You know what it is? I think I really, it was the first place that I ever went that was like beautiful. I went when I was like 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time I was ever in the Caribbean. And I was a big pothead at the time. And weed wasn't legal there. But it was like you could just buy it on the beach. And
is it legal now?
It's legal now, yeah. And there's really good weed there. And back in the day, you could only get like really dirt, like crappy beach weed. Mm. And now they have like indoor hydroponic. Like they have dispensaries. The whole, you know, it's changed a lot. But I think I just, it's nostalgic for me. I bring either my family or a couple friends. We go every year or so. And we just smoke some good weed. We eat some amazing jerk chicken. And we rent a villa. This is the best experience ever. So it's not completely unique to Jamaica, but Jamaica's famous for it. They have villas that you rent. And they give you like a driver. They give you a security guard. They give you a chef. And you're just on a private beach,
wow,
private pool. They make you 3 meals a day, anything you want. They drive you anywhere you want to go. And it's a really, really cool experience. Really cool.
That sounds really cool.
Never gone. I've never taken her to Jamaica. So she actually wouldn't go because I've taken like 3 girls to Jamaica. She's like, I'm not fucking going to Jamaica. I'm up just being one of your basic bitches. And now we're doing it. And she's finally given in. So.
Well, then I bet she loves it.
No, she'll love it.
She just didn't want to go somewhere that you had been with other people.
Yeah, we had to do a couple trips on our own first before she was willing to do the Jamaica trip.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Jamaica's the shit.
I was married to an Italian for like a really long time, and I couldn't go back to Italy for like 6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I was too afraid because I had been so many times.
Right.
With him. That I was like, I can't possibly go back without him.
Because and enjoy it.
Yeah, it would make me sad. I would be like, oh, when we did that, and we'd go here, and we'd here. Like, I couldn't.
Right.
But then one day, it was like I woke up, and I was like, hey, I can go to Italy, and I don't care.
Yeah.
And then I went.
Italy's great, dude. Oh my God.
I love Italy.
It's the best. I just ate nothing but pasta and pizza. I lost weight somehow. It was crazy. It was nuts. Look, I guess it's something to do with the carbs there. The carbs are like ancient grains or whatever. That like the carbs we have here, it's a whole, look it up.
It's
I swear
the
God,
air. It's the air. It's the wine. It's the water.
It's something. I have no idea, but it was just one of the coolest trips I've ever done. We went to Rome for 4 nights and we went to Cinque Terre for 4 nights. And it was super cool. I do a father-son trip every year with my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you some questions. Rapid fire.
Let's go.
This is my tasting menu. Okay, now I know you're a liar,
I am.
You can't lie.
I will not lie. I will not tell a lie on this show. That was my second lie.
I could tell by the squinting eye and the eyebrow raise. Okay, oldest thing in your fridge right now?
Oldest thing in my fridge right now.
Do you have a fridge?
Yeah.
Is there food in it?
Yes.
What's the oldest thing in it?
The oldest thing, I mean, it's probably frozen. We have frozen meat. There's frozen meat.
Oh my God. I mean, like, what's rotting?
Oh, there's nothing rotting in my fridge. I'm an adult. Who has rotting food in their fridge?
I swear to God, I probably have some cheese in mine that's rotting right now.
There's probably a thing of like a salad. We never finished the whole big thing of salad mix. It's probably a little bit funky at the bottom of it right now.
Do you save a salad if you don't eat it?
No.
Okay.
No, that's crazy.
God, I was about to.
Yeah.
Really freak out. East Coast or West Coast?
East Coast, come on.
Deep dish or thin crust pizza?
Thin crust.
Do we like pineapple on pizza?
Yeah.
Red flag.
Come on, red flag. Mm-hmm. That's a red flag?
Such a red flag.
I told you I'm a liar. This is the
That's
least of your problems.
That's also a red flag, but the pineapple on pizza is a bigger red flag.
Right, what if I'm lying about liking pineapple on pizza?
Then that's the third red flag. Star Wars or Harry Potter?
Harry Potter, all day, every day.
Yes!
Read the entire series.
Yes! You did?
Never even watched the movies.
Stop.
I would try to watch movies and I fall asleep because the books were so good.
You're kidding.
I swear to God. What's your house? What house would you be in?
Probably.
Don't be one of these people that say Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff. I hate those fucking dorks. Like, yo, I'm a Ravenclaw. Shut up, dude. Pick one of the fucking cool ones.
I don't know. I don't
Gryffindor.
Feel like I'm good enough to be in Gryffindor.
Yeah. And you're not evil enough to be.
I guess I'd be in Slytherin.
Yeah.
But I would be like the weakest link.
Well, they don't say you're not inherently a bad person if you're in Slytherin. Just the only people who ever practiced dark magic have come from Slytherin.
I'm probably a Slytherin.
Yeah. I would probably end up being Slytherin as well.
Yeah.
Or Gryffindor. I do have a.
What? You're a liar.
Look, first of all, not everyone in Gryffindor is always a great person. I'm just saying that I'm noble. I care about my friends. I'm fucking loyal to a fault. I'm loyal like a dog.
Best music to have sex to?
We've been listening to the Deftones a lot lately.
Okay.
The Deftones. Yeah, I like to listen to a little bit of heavy metal in the bedroom. She's more into like Drake and like, you know.
Yeah.
She's like strip teases for me to Drake and I'll throw on some Nine Inch Nails.
Okay.
Just fucking cry and think about me cutting myself when I was a teenager.
Do you believe in ghosts or aliens?
I believe in aliens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mohawk or mullet?
Like,
it's hard with no hair to even think about.
If I had to choose one, I would go with a mohawk. I had a mohawk once. My mom was a hairdresser. And while she was in hairdressing school, she shaved a mohawk into my head. She shaved it down like the side like this. It was fucking crazy. It was all fucked up.
Did you like it?
No. We shaved it off immediately.
Is being bald a choice?
Yeah. I mean, technically, I could, you know, have like the, you know, the stuff on the side like George Jefferson.
Okay.
But yeah.
I think this is a better choice.
Yeah, I started going bald when I was like 19. And I just started shaving it.
Yeah. Doesn't that mean that you have a lot of testosterone?
You know, flattery will get you everywhere, Lauren Compton. Yeah, I think so, probably. I think I'm pretty good on the T.
Okay.
I tried to get my doctor to give me more. He was like, no, you got enough. He really did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Favorite cocktail?
An old fashioned, not too sweet, bourbon forward, really just a tiny splash of, you know, the simple syrup, whatever they put in it.
How many of those did you have last night?
I had like three of those before we left the hotel bar. And then I had just a bottle of Angel's Envy sitting in the green room that we just housed.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a problem.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee. Too much coffee.
Okay. Do you buy your girls flowers?
Yeah, she just mentioned how I haven't bought her flowers in a while. Thank you for bringing this up, Lauren.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But no, I did that. I courted the fuck out of her, dude. She would show up to like a dance class. There'd be flowers waiting for her afterwards. Send flowers at home. If you're going to do flowers, first of all, you always got to send the flowers when their friends are there or their coworkers are there. Your girl just doesn't want flowers. Girls actually don't give a shit. You guys are liars. You don't care about flowers. You care about people seeing that you got flowers. So, yeah, that's what I've learned.
Morning bird or night owl?
Morning wood.
That's a really good answer. Lights on or off?
For sex?
No, idiot. For coffee. Yes, for sex.
Okay, I don't know. I like lights on.
Yeah.
I like lights on. I like it to be bright. The brighter the better. I want a light bulb.
You're like a ring light.
Dude, I want one light bulb hanging from a string in the center of the room and it's flickering a little bit. It needs to look like a
prison cell?
Kind of like a prison cell or
fluorescent.
You know, like the set of Hostel, that sort of like, yeah.
You're really like no lies. You don't want dimmable lighting.
Nothing. I want
no makeup.
No tone, nothing. I want it to be
bright
as,
light.
Yeah, like we're in an interrogation room.
Okay.
At a jail.
Terrifying.
A cold metal table.
Favorite position?
What is my favorite position? I don't know. I like to mix it up a little bit.
What was the last position you had sex in?
Doggy style.
I knew it.
Yeah.
You look like a doggy style kind of guy.
That's
iPhone or Android?
iPhone. Racist again.
Favorite car?
Even
though you don't know shit about
cars.
I don't
have a favorite car.
Just say a lowrider.
A lowrider.
Okay. Introvert or extrovert?
Extrovert.
Sweet or savory?
Savory.
After you just got done telling me that you have a sweet tooth?
I do have a sweet tooth, but if I have to choose one, I choose savory.
So your go-to munchie is sweet, but you have to choose savory? You are lying through your teeth.
I've told no lies right now. If I'm choosing something, like I'll tell you my thought here. If I have to choose, I would always try to be healthy. And there's nothing healthy that's sweet, really, except for fruit, kind of. And who's choosing that? So I would way rather, like, you know, a steak and some vegetables if I have to choose. If I'm choosing something, I'm going to choose health.
Okay.
She doesn't believe me at all.
Goldfish or Cheez-Its?
Neither. That's a terrible treat.
What are you talking about?
Those aren't
it's
good treats.
Savory.
But the sort of. I mean, it's you're never gonna get me to want to cheese it or I got to choose one. Guns in my head, the goldfish. They're fun. They're okay. In the shape of fish.
What is the most romantic thing you've ever done for a girl? This is my dessert question for you.
The most romantic thing that I've ever done for a girl. Okay, it's actually probably my current girlfriend. She was touring. She was in Las Vegas. I don't remember exactly the setup, but I contacted one of her dancer friends. I was like, I just want to show up and surprise her. We set it up. She didn't know I was coming. I really, really lied very well. She told me, she was like, I don't trust anything you say because of how well you lied to me in this process. But I had her just hanging out at the hotel bar. I showed up right behind her, tapped her on the shoulder. She was like, fucking wow. Because she was touring a lot. She was touring for like 2 months straight. So we would see each other, you know, for a couple days at a time here and there. But yeah, I flew across the country, surprised her. That was particularly romantic. But I'm a romantic. I used to do shit all the time, like romantic shit. I'll buy flowers or I'll, I don't know. You just want to. I wrote a girl a poem once. It's a famous episode of Legion of Skanks. You should watch. It's episode 20 called Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue, Lewis Is Dumb. And it was a poem. I was 22. I wrote, a girl cheated on me. And then to like make her feel better, I wrote her a poem. And then I gave it to her.
to make her feel bad.
Like to make her feel bad. Like it was just to like, to make her, I was like crying, like writing this poem. And, I forgot it. 6 years had passed. I forgot about it. I didn't even think about it. We started this podcast and she hit me up one day. She's like, hey, I found this poem you wrote for me like years ago. She's like, do you want it? She's like, it's pretty funny. And I was like, okay, send it to me. So I got it. I didn't remember what I wrote. I didn't read it at all. I took the poem and I gave it to my podcast co-host and we read it on air for the first, I had no idea what was in it. And we read it on air for the first time. And it was maybe one of the funniest things we've ever done. It's so dumb. And it's just, we're laughing so hard. And that was like the first moment that Legion of Skanks, we sort of understood what we were going to be, which is going to be typically me bringing embarrassing shit and then making fun of me for it. But it was sort of like that. That was the first real magical moment of the show. So if anybody wants to watch Legion of Skanks, go watch episode 20. It's old. You can watch it, I think, on YouTube. It's still up there, the poem. But it's, I used to be a hopeless romantic.
Well, that's a green flag.
That's a green flag.
Yeah.
Good. I like got a green romance. Flag.
Yeah, I know. With all your other red flags. Yeah. I mean, you like pineapple on pizza.
That's the craziest one.
I will never recover from that.
Yeah.
And you're a liar. And you don't know if you like sweet or savory.
Well, let me just say, first of all, pineapple on pizza, sweet and savory. Second of all, I don't choose pineapple on pizza. Let's just bring this back. I've never once been like, hey, you know, I'm going to take a Hawaiian slice. This fucking rules. I'm just saying, if it's there, I'll have it, and I'm not going to freak out about it. And I don't have strong opinions like
you're
some people.
You're allowed to like pineapple on pizza.
Okay.
It's just gross.
It's just gross.
It's just okay. Gross.
I think it's also a little bit of your racism showing. What's your problem with Hawaiians?
I don't have any problem with Hawaiians.
Mm.
Jason Momoa.
Name three Hawaiian friends that you have.
Jason Momoa.
He's not your friend.
But you're a liar and I'm a liar and I like Jason Momoa. And the guy who wrote the song Over the Rainbow.
Okay.
didn't he write that? That guy was Hawaiian.
I have no idea.
So I know more about Hawaiians than you do.
Have you been to Hawaii?
Of course.
I'm sorry. No, everyone's been to Hawaii.
Yeah. I mean, have you?
Yeah. In fact, that rich bitch took me there. I'm dead ass. And I felt uncomfortable the whole time. I was like, I was swimming with sharks. I felt like a hack. I was like, this sucks. I was like, I can't have some fucking rich bitch pay for me swimming with sharks.
Yeah.
I never talked to her again after that trip. I'm serious. That's 100% the truth.
Where can people find you?
Everywhere. I'm on Twitter.
You're on tour.
And I'm on tour. Come see the Mediocre Tour. I'm going to be all over the place, every city you can imagine. lewisofskanks.com is the, you got it. She just got
Mediocre.
It.
Mediocre. Wow.
I love watching people get it in real time. You got it. So yeah, I'm touring, doing stand-up. We do live podcasts. We do all of it. Just follow me on social media and you'll see where I'm at.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming on my show. I'd love to have a second date next time you're in town.
Of course, 100%. This was so much fun. Lauren, you rule.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next time.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner? First